adventures in pathfinding. This podcast is a live recording of friends drinking beer, playing Pathfinder, and cracking wise. One of them barely understands the rules, one of them is constantly fighting falling asleep, two of them are brothers, and the other one hates the theme to Baywatch. We take you now to Adventures in Pathfinding.
Welcome to Adventures in Pathfinding.
What's the ESPN thing? Da-na-na,
all right.
So this is a new episode.
You damn well know that we get beat up by everybody on ESPN.
No way. Those fantasy football guys are the exact same as us. Just
I've seen that online.
Except some of them
fantasy football is just
play the sports. So like,
jocks.
Oh, it is.
For sure it is.
Oh, yeah. For sure. So where we left off at?
Zombies.
Zombies. And then,
fight the cranberries.
A massacre site.
Zombie.
Hey. I fucking hate your cranberries.
I don't mind them.
Yeah,
later.
Quick recap was that the town mayor of Heldren asked everyone to find out what was going on with this winter weather and to figure out what happened to the Lady Argentia, a noble woman from the area who is very, very loved. Our heroes and just guys just showed up to... Showed up to the site of the massacre where the dwarf Yon Orstag directed them to where the lady was kidnapped, and that's where they're at now. And I think we rolled initiative?
Yeah. I don't think we rolled it yet.
We never did.
We didn't, okay, so roll initiative.
I'm not keeping that Bachai Natsu on my left again.
That's fine, but any roll last round will be.
No, we scared Bachai off, remember? We scared Bachai off.
Bachai-wise. My name is Botches. I'm number one.
We brought him along now.
He probably would have hit a couple.
My character's smart enough not to, but
yeah,
he's too young.
You guys are not. Yeah, you guys are very... As crazy as David.
I'm chaotic, but I'm still good.
Yeah.
Hey, here.
Hey.
Okay,
would
so
you like to join
Jiro, what'd you roll?
13.
Okay. 13. Heimlich.
11.
11. Willem? I almost said Willem.
Needed them. 14.
14. Azel?
20.
Oh, nice.
And Zeresh.
20, bitches.
Who has the highest dex? Probably.
I have a plus 2 today.
I have a plus
14.
2. I have 14.
All right.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Roll. Or, yeah, rock, paper, scissors.
I will let him go.
Okay, you'll let him go. Sorry.
No, fight to the death right here now. All right.
I challenge you to mortal combat.
Fight club. Alright, I rage.
Don't talk about it.
Mortal Kombat's
alright. Oh.
Yeah, we can talk about Mortal Kombat.
This is that part they
fight. And just so everybody knows, everybody was laying back in their chair, and now everybody just sat up and all perky.
Oh, yeah.
Cranberries have rolled, so it goes to SL.
Reminds me of that episode.
Oh, yeah, I should probably get some guys out for the.
Zombies!
I guess plenty of undead up there if you need them.
I guess just to make it, I have to get up. I'll just do two.
But he has the minis.
He spent all that money on miniatures.
So far away.
All
if
money.
You can chrome up, if you can kickstart a system that will teleport them to me, I will.
Oh, look at that. It's called
Eric moves them.
It's called pick it up.
Yeah. EMT.
Oh, we gotta hold that when you move.
Yeah, I would say someone would want to hold that.
No. Yeah.
Done.
It's like a Family Guy. First rule of Jewish Fight Club. Do not talk about Jewish Fight Club unless it's to get a better deal. Second rule of Jewish Fight Club. As soon as somebody says ow, fight's over.
My arm's getting tired, guys. Oh, jeez.
Yeah, you should be good by now.
Oh, jeez. Oh, jeez.
That's more pathetic than
me. Oh, boy.
And the guns and the bombs.
Oh, Jesus. Well, we do have
if only we had a bard with us.
No
bard this time.
Yeah, this is
we're
first campaign in a while. I haven't had any bards.
So who's going to chronicle our journey?
Yeah, there's two songs.
I don't know. You're going through a crisis. You kind of want
to
do something else, you know?
Maybe that's your...
What's
your
going
on?
I'm
switched to
you. Rich kid decided to go rock star.
Real classic zombies.
But you suck.
Yeah, classic zombies.
I'm really bad at that.
Yeah.
I think there's those
like you
actually,
can't sing or play an instrument, but you can write some amazing lyrics.
Why don't you just write our journey down in your spell book instead of actual spells?
All right.
I do have a journal. I plan on journaling every day.
Azel goes first.
All right, let's see a gun. I haven't seen a gun in Pathfinder.
Yeah,
no,
put a bullet
true.
In their head.
And then we'll
I'm not happy about that.
And then we'll throw some bombs.
So, is this person in front of me, or?
Yeah, that's Eric.
It is.
Man, I need to get aim to shoot.
I think you can pass through tiles of friendly people.
Yeah, you can pass
through. I'll allow you to phase in and out of your allies.
Yeah.
I'm just not sure if you can stop.
Does the bullet go through if they're... Oh, wait, my dad's calling.
Oh.
This is worth it.
Hey, Dad.
Very special mention.
Hey, one sec. Wait, hold on a sec. Right?
Yep.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Paul. Happy birthday to you.
Hey! We love you, Mark.
Hello?
Yeah, no.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I'm over at Eric's. We're all hanging out.
It's your birthday.
Yeah, and it's your birthday, so...
We're celebrating your birthday.
Yeah.
You couldn't come.
Yeah. Yeah, we're celebrating without you. You're welcome. We're playing Pathfinder.
That was pretty solid. It felt like we were all in.
Yeah, I thought we were pretty good.
Close.
Nailed it. I think it's because
yeah, you're
David
on a
adventure.
The Gnome Chompties.
No, you're on a podcast right now too, so you're famous.
So
it was that guy in Germany.
If you ever go to Germany and someone says, "Oh, Mark, Mark,
yeah.
Happy
oh, yeah.
birthday!
Oh yeah, Dad's dad. Oh yeah."
And he has a Russian accent.
Yeah. But anyway,
let's do our best to drive off our few viewers. Or
okay.
Listeners.
We average about 50
we
downloads a day.
Oh,
yeah,
one guy.
Yeah, you are.
I think I did forget his daughter's name.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That's
yep.
Fun.
And if people have been watching our listening,
I will,
episode,
and I hope you have a happy birthday.
Was a fun pun on the very first episode.
Welcome.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Well, good luck to them, and I'll talk to you later.
Bye, yep. David's dad.
Bye.
Wish us luck. We're fighting zombies.
Bye.
Bye, Mark.
He said to hit them with swords.
I'm gonna do that! I'm gonna do what he said!
That's pretty accurate. It's like he's played this before.
When you shoot, does the bullet go through creatures if they're lined up?
I'm
no.
cool with it.
No.
Once he gets a sniper rifle,
he just instant kills everything.
Boom.
Yeah.
Nobody
yeah.
has any resistance.
Well, there are
the
some. Aren't
stick.
There some spells that do that? Like
yeah.
if they're in a row?
There's like an achievement.
Oh, God. Are you really shooting him?
Yeah.
That's what he does.
That's
what
she does.
She does, sorry.
That's what she does.
No one's going to remember your
okay.
woman.
I will, because I can see your boobs on the character.
Oh, God. Was he shooting Jiro? The gun was pointing.
Yeah, he was. He was pointing at you. You're
well,
an
sorry. We got to go with it.
I just rolled an 8, and I think that's all I got.
Is it arch?
Touch?
Yeah, I was going to say those are touch, though, so
mm-hmm.
that weather zombie.
Yeah, it's, I don't want to spoil it. I know you're happy with it. It's a pretty good chance that's gonna hit.
And the bombs. You don't like that song? It's a pretty good song.
No, the chorus annoys you. You remember Lenny?
Mm-hmm.
He played that constantly. That one song. Yeah. That is unfortunately just barely a miss.
What the fuck was that thing?
Boom.
Yeah,
that's,
I'm
that's
kind
a
of
weird.
Shocked. Like what? I've never
that's
seen
a weird
like that.
Wand.
Yeah. What kind of sorcery is
yeah,
this?
Yeah, I'm saying, what the fuck is she, witch? Witch!
Ah!
Unless you would like to move or anything, it's,
yeah.
It's a Rash's turn.
Because I moved forward.
Okay,
I moved forward.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm
you
not sure what your response
barely
to
missed.
You
barely missed.
Did he hit?
No.
Very close, though. Maybe he just hadn't fired
in
a while.
Yeah. Ah, crap.
Rusty.
I'm actually going to do a wisdom check to see what your response was going to do.
Oh, nice.
It's going to get
now, you
angry.
Said it takes a whole round of reload. What if you just dump a bunch of powder in it and you're just using it for a flamethrower?
Sounds like you blow up your guns.
I seen a gif on Reddit. They said next generation gun reload animations and someone was reloading.
Oh, in Proposal 2? I totally
yeah.
saw that too.
And they brought a shotgun that like opened up and he just had like a fistful of bullets.
Yeah. Like all of them hit the floor but one.
Yeah, it's like, oh, that guy in there.
And someone's like, that's cool. If you run out of ammo, it's on the floor. It's fine. All right, Zerash.
All right, Zerash is not fazed by your craziness.
The DM is, holy shit.
Because apparently it didn't do anything. He's like, I don't know what you just did, but here's how a real person attacks. A real man attacks, lady. Pretty much.
I hope you're ready for the sexism. Show you my
that
lipstick.
That will be a 18-10.
That is a hit.
Oh, wow.
I wasn't paying attention. Did you say 80-10?
Yeah, I did. 80-10
works
again.
AC of 110.
All right, so I'm doing... Dave, you want to do math for me real quick?
I love math.
I'm going to need to do...
Stop there.
I'm going to do 1.5 times my strength bonus for damage. So what's 3?
1.5 times 3.
Will that be 1.5? Yeah.
It'd round down, unfortunately.
So 4?
Well, still it's 4.
Okay. Kill him.
For 11 points of damage.
Okay. Ah! Yeah, you definitely... This one looks like he's like...
It's almost like he's at this 1 HP left.
Oh, this guy's only got 1 HP left. I don't know what HP means.
Yeah. I know it's a little abstract, but he almost looks like he's making this 1 HP left. I actually have these guys written down as cranberries, so...
So is he bloody now?
He would have been in life, but now he just kind of looks the same.
Technically, he'd been bloody the whole time.
Yeah. A little worse off, maybe. Alright, after that, it goes to Willem.
We try to do what the lady did in Walking Dead, where she, like, takes off their mouths, and you, like...
So they don't bite.
Yeah, and, like, you can use them as, like, pack
shields.
Yeah.
Oh, why didn't I keep any kind of... I don't have any good attack spells.
Cast light.
Because you're a crafty.
Does light hurt zombies?
I ain't wizardry, but I still should have, like, some sort of attack spell.
Yeah, like, real stupid.
Well, it's your first adventure out, and you've been rich kid.
The sword is parents.
All right, I'm going to try to...
Or play it like you didn't know that wizards could do that. Like, David could be like, you know, you can shoot acid. Right?
Yeah. Really?
One of the most awesome level 1 spells of Snowball.
Have dazed, light, and mage hand.
It's related to the game.
None of those do anything.
Light.
Light.
Oh, light. Mm-hmm.
I can handle apprentice.
Then you teleport him to Blighttown.
I'll move.
The scariest
what kind
spell
of
ever.
What kind of wizard are you?
Just a general.
Universal?
Yeah. Few.
Why don't you, well, you don't have to get close to him, because universal wizards can throw their weapons.
Yeah, they have Hand of Apprentice. I get 6 uses of that. I don't want to use it yet, though. Okay. I'm going to get in there. 1, 2, 3...
You guys may think I was joking, but no, that one is really, really weak.
Well, that's what I'm going to attack, the weak one.
There you go.
I done it.
Get him. Tiger.
10. Plus
1, 11.
That is a hit.
Or plus 3. I don't know how to use this quarterstaff very well here. I guess plus 3.
Just shove it into your enemy.
I think if you're doing it two-handed, it's plus 3.
Okay. Two-handed, that's what I'm doing.
That's a hit.
All right.
You could just use, like, your pinky finger. You probably would hit.
Boom!
Oh, look at that, he four, died. Six, no, six, I guess he's back to life? I don't know.
This is fucking awesome!
Where do you hit him? In his what part of his body?
Like, up that way? Like,
in what part?
The jaw.
The jaw.
In his head!
In his head! I'm
trying to set it up for you.
Sorry.
Oh, boy. Alright, Jiro.
My remembrance of
my crossbow.
Prime no, you're a horrible liar.
I just watched that video the other day for some reason.
I'm gonna pull out my crossbow. I think there's something wrong with yours.
Oh, salty.
Blunder busted.
I feel like you guys are playing basketball.
Puns up for you.
Puns up.
Yeah.
And that'd be my turn.
Okay. So he handed you his crossbow. Thanks, asshole.
Is it loaded? I'm gonna look, is it loaded?
He shoots you with it.
No, then I'm just gonna throw it.
No, I'm good.
This one's better.
It wasn't loaded?
No.
Okay, damn.
He's like, this is better. And
well,
like,
that's why
I
asked. He said it was loaded, and he's like, no. So I'm like.
Alright, who's next? I guess that was a turn. Heimlich.
Alright.
I think like we
didn't
oh,
do
no,
everything.
Oh, we hadn't gone yet. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
No, the next
Ryan.
Ones to go is the zombie.
I say...
Everyone's gone.
I start saying a prayer to Desna. Be out, foul spirit. you will be vanquished into the depths of hell. And I say a little prayer over my arrow as I shoot my longbow.
All right, let's see it.
And that will be a 12.
Nothing spectacular, but we're hitting, so that's all that matters.
Yeah.
That's
true.
Butterfly. Yep. Be 5 points of damage.
All right.
Arrows.
And then it just continues.
Does it get any holy damage?
Being normal.
Being normal undead.
All right. It takes a step in here. Jeez. All right. Who's this?
Zarash.
Zarash and.
That's Willem.
Willem. Okay. Alright, 1 through 9 is Willem, 10 through 20 is Zarash. Yeah, that's Willem. He's going to attack you, sir.
You fool, you killed his friend.
I did.
Can you make zombies out of zombies? Or can you do double zombies?
I'm going to go ahead and guess your AC is higher than 5. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, since you get a bonus of 10 off the bat, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay. I just imagine like when a soccer player throws a ball, he doesn't have a ball, he just misses completely. Okay, that's back to Azel.
I'm really trying not to meta.
Did Brian go?
Like popping in my head, like, you did.
He just walked up to me and handed me his crossbow right on the ground.
No.
You have standards.
Put the crossbow inside the. Shoot it
with your foot. Now that's on the ground. That'd be awesome.
Oh, that would be badass. Do that.
Yeah.
No, wait, don't do that. You're behind me.
I'm going to spend this round reloading my gun.
Okay.
So what does that sound like? What are we thinking when we start hearing this weird...
Obviously a shotgun.
That's a weird arrow, or bow and arrow.
I think I'm just like a rainmaker.
What does that sound? What is that, like a power sling? What do you got going there?
Zarash, if you'd like to mop this up.
Is it possible to slide to get flanking? Between me and Will?
Well, that's the carriage. It kind of got moved. I mean, if you want to give it a shot.
I want to, because I should be able to move around him without provoking it.
Right.
All right, flanking it up. That would be a natural 20.
Oh, yeah. I think that's a crit in this game.
Yeah. And I watched the part as well.
I mean, you hit, though. That's what it
is. Yeah, so it's just natural 20.
Okay.
Just roll your damage.
Your D100.
D100. 9 points of damage that night.
He explodes into gross zombie fecal.
Does it get on me?
Just
back to the mud with you guys. Because
he's on the other side from me. Do I get most of the splatter?
Examine the bodies.
Phrasma is pleased for more
dead. You will notice
world.
That these are as naked as the bodies that weren't occupied.
Can I tell which carriage? Like, is there one carriage that looks nicer where I would presume the royalty would be in?
This one is it right here.
I want to go in and look around and see if I find anything.
Okay. Are any of these female?
The zombies? No.
That's a 14.
14. You don't notice anything out of the ordinary?
I will help proceed. Or I will
You're going to proceed yourself? Yeah, I was going to say, don't help.
I will pick up my backpack. You like walked out of the forest.
Oh, me. See if I ever help you again.
Mm-hmm. I got a 15.
I don't know how to use a bow.
15.
I could use this complex gun.
Well, that's an interesting wand you have there. It seems to take a while to reload.
Well, I'm sure you're not.
Heimlich sort of.
Hey,
Azza, like,
what the fuck was that?
Yeah, Heimlich sort of glossed over.
It's my boomstick.
You happen to catch a box under the seat, and you pull it out, and inside the box.
So
is,
this is how I pictured this going on. So Heimlich is in. Is that did I write that thing?
Heimlich.
What is it?
Heimlich.
Did I write that thing? Heimlich is in there. He's like, there's nothing in here. I'm like, oh, what about this box right here?
Jesna told me to not look at that.
Well, Prisma doesn't care. What's in that box?
Good thing you don't follow Jesna.
Yeah. It's Brad Pitt's wife's head.
Whoa! Spoilers!
No,
I peen his mom.
You find a set of earrings.
I say, let me help you. I detect magic or knowledge arcane.
They're not bronze. I'm not interested. They don't match my hair.
A bracelet. and just assorted like gold and silver necklaces. All
right. Can I use?
And at the very bottom of that, after you scrape, and I'm assuming you're just pocketing with like a weird grin on your face, you find like a larger pendant with some sort of large jewel in the center of it.
Alright, so can you say that again for me, please?
Sure.
I'm going to pay attention to the other bodies.
A ring.
Yeah.
A set of earrings. Basically, just one pair.
Yep.
Some bracelet. This all looks very, very fancy, high quality stuff. And then one gold and one silver necklace. And one necklace as well with a giant, jewel in the center of it.
I want to say to my good friend.
Jewel. One of these two necklaces has the opal thing or whatever in it.
Yes. There's three necklaces. One of them has a very giant.
The third one.
Yeah. One gold, one silver, and the last one has just a giant.
I say to Bronzy.
Say pendant.
I'll say Bronze. Sir Bronzeblood, you should have our wizard friend take a look, see if they possess any magical capabilities.
I like the way you're thinking there.
Thank you.
Does anyone have an appraisal? I have to
hey, magic types.
For it, but.
I don't have. But I don't have anything to check magic.
I got a 19.
Trying for a
reason.
Yeah.
Right,
what kind of mage are you?
I will use detect magic on him.
No. I'll
just keep him in the box.
What's in the box?
I know. It's jewelry.
I've never really needed it. I just take it to my parents.
You're just going to keep the box with you?
Yeah.
Okay. It's just like a jewelry box. It's real tiny. You cast detect magic. You don't seem to detect anything from this. You
did appraisal?
Okay. Mm-hmm. You think roughly that the signet ring, you're not sure what it is. It's got a crest.
Oh, it's a signet ring.
Knowledge.
Yeah, he just noticed it with this.
Okay.
Can I do knowledge nobility to...
Sure. Do you have that trained?
Yeah. No, I don't. I lied.
That's what I did earlier.
You notice that there's some sort of symbol on top of it. You're not sure what it is, but it is like a symbol of something.
Can I do knowledge local for it? Oh, I don't have that either. No. Do knowledge of nature?
Yeah, that's the only one I have. Knowledge of nature.
You just be your own DM. You're so fair.
Is this made out of wood?
Religion?
Is this an animal? No, I don't know what to tell you guys.
It's not talking. It's not a person.
All right, sorry. So what?
And then the pair of earrings you feel like are worth around maybe 30 gold. You're guessing. You can tell that
the ring,
bracelet...
The ring price? Did you say that?
The ring price? Yeah, he's not sure what the ring is.
Okay.
Yeah, the earrings he thinks are worth around 30 gold. The pearl bracelet he can identify as a pearl. He's thinking close to maybe 100. The gold and silver necklaces each are worth around maybe 60. And the one he thinks it might be a sapphire. He's not really sure. He had a girlfriend one time, gave her a sapphire. Looks kind of like that. He thinks that's like maybe 40, 50.
I'm celibate until I conquer the lands.
Okay, so you never had a girlfriend?
No.
Oh, that's fine.
He's good for his mother.
Yes.
That's why
I was in Lane. For his mum. His
mumsy.
Mumsy.
All right, I think I have enough to retire. Let's go home, guys.
Let's go buy an inn.
Venture over.
Yeah. All
right, I'll go and flip the map over.
Maybe we should start a restaurant.
Let's start a restaurant.
Should become like a... Like we're playing Granddad. Wait, are you really flipping it over?
You got, no, I was just kidding.
Oh.
Sorry.
I've been
watching
bodies.
You guys should do a restaurant where you just
bodies.
Like flip rations. Beef jerky with some sriracha. You got spicy beef jerky. Bam! Rations.
Yeah. That'd be the name of it.
Rations.
Rations.
So I'm going to be like investigating, like watching the bodies and seeing if there's any kind of resemblance
mm-hmm.
between the ones that we just got them killing and the ones that are just laying on the ground.
Okay.
Like,
trying to think. I guess somebody can give me a heal check with the bodies. I shouldn't say our
treasure.
Oracle.
No, that's fine. Yeah, you've got the number.
What I'm looking for? Yeah, that's. You can
19.
Tell these bodies have been dead for quite some time.
Would I? Am I in the carriage, or can I do one too?
Well, you search the carriage. He searched the carriage, and he's doing a check on the.
Okay.
So, Jiro can tell that these bodies have been out in the snow and dead for at least over 24 hours. That doesn't appear to be any tampering with them, that he can tell.
I ask Jiro what he dreams about.
What do you dream about,
Jiro? Sushi?
I love the documentary.
Yeah, the documentary.
It's great.
Anyway. Dreams of sushi.
Anyway, well, I mean, humans like sushi, right?
Is he wrong?
So, Willem...
I was. We're just looking at the bodies.
Sorry. Okay. Yeah.
Doing the
Okay, I'll just assume that you guys are kind of like walking around.
I'll help.
Yeah, you just see that this was very obviously a slaughter. Like these guys,
they're all naked.
Yeah, they're absolutely completely 100% naked. Like everything's been taken off the bodies. The zombies were naked. Even like the horses, like leather around their necks for the carriage is gone.
Can I put this together like a crime show where I get autism or something?
Rope this off.
You're gonna turn into Sherlock.
Yeah.
Or whatever his name is, Horatio. Take off your glasses.
These.
Put them back on. Take them back off.
And then the food starts playing.
Can I say, when I'm in the carriage with bronze blood, I say, you know, I've heard often that witches will hide things in anal cavities of their victims. Perhaps you should check.
That's where I got the box at. You said undercarriage. I thought that's what he meant.
That's why you go look at their butts.
Gross. Well, I was thinking about it. If I would have got that wish ring from you, I was going to have Lance's character have taste buds in his butt.
I would kill myself. This is so gross. I feel like we should run a campaign entirely based off of that. It's just leading up to getting taste buds in your ass.
Allison, what do you think of that?
I was honestly not paying attention to you that.
Taste buds in your ass. What do you think? Quick debate, discuss.
Why would you think of that?
Comic I saw.
If any of our listeners would like to leave a comment with your thoughts about this.
There's a comment in this film where like a genie said, what do you wish for?
What do you think?
I wish he had taste buds in his butt. He's like, what? No, what?
Oh. Oh God!
That's a great way to use a wish.
It wouldn't be totally worth it.
I don't care.
We are getting bombarded by an army.
Nobody else would see that.
My brother would be tasting that
every day. It's torture.
So you guys are searching the potties, right? So yeah, I guess as far as you can tell, all the bodies are naked. Even the horses' leather has been taken off their necks. And from where your guys are at, that's all you can see for now.
Yeah. I've got a question.
Sure.
Which one?
All right.
I think
we should burn all the bodies.
I get out of the carriage and start walking down.
Yeah, I got
that's
like a dead
idea.
Space
walking
fire
down
and
the
wants
path.
To curb stomp everything right now.
Yeah, you might as well get started.
We either burn them all now or we cut all their heads off.
I agree. We should burn.
Okay, so you got Heimlich leaving you guys. He's just suddenly like kind of walked off. He walked past, didn't faze him one bit. You guys haven't been over here yet, but he walked past this spot right here, just kind of kept going. So
right.
He's just,
where is he going?
I don't
should
know.
We follow? I guess we should follow.
This is where we're supposed to be meeting up. Whatever. This is where we're investigating.
This is where you believe Art Lady. You were told that Lady Argentia was kidnapped.
Yeah.
It's very obvious from where you're at that there's tracks. It looks like there was no precautions in hiding the tracks.
You can see
tracks leading away.
Can I try to put together what happened here?
Yeah. I mean, you can. It doesn't have to be very high.
The zombies.
I'm gonna do
6. It wasn't very high.
You can just tell that it seemed like everything that Yolan told you is correct. This was not a fight. This was a complete and total ambush. There's several types of different tracks, but from what he told you is that it was all, he said that they were bandits at first, and that the fight, it was completely in their favor. And obviously something happened. There's no tracks of anything other than human footprints, but he told you guys very clearly that they were fae. So something's amiss, but you can tell that this was definitely a slaughter.
Okay.
So can I do like a survivalism check to track, or is that only rangers that can do that?
No, if you have survival, you can track, but like I said, the tracks are like, very obvious.
I'm gonna go follow Jaime.
Okay.
Alright.
So you're gonna.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess.
I'm gonna go see where he went.
Okay.
That's what I'm telling everyone else.
What everyone else like to do? Okay. He's walked off. Willem is following.
Okay. Do we just leave the bodies or do we burn them? Or cut heads off so nothing comes back up?
Yeah, I don't. You want to do that?
I'm trying to think of how, because you don't have a god yet, right? Okay, so I'm trying to think of like how it'd be a good way for you to know how Well, give me like an intelligence roll.
Everybody?
Yes, everyone give me, except for Heimlich. Everyone give me an intelligence roll.
That was 16. A bad one.
16? That's good enough.
12.
7.
12? Okay.
17.
You three can, you kind of assume that those zombies who were left there is probably like a trap or just some way to possibly curb like any sort of like, any curiosity about following them. It didn't seem like any other bodies were tainted or messed with at all. They've been dead for quite a while, or at least 24 hours as far as you can tell.
If you put a bunch of snow in your blunder bus, couldn't you whatever's on top of the snow?
Like rocks in the snow?
I think it would put out the fire and shut.
Nah.
Put a rock in
it. And you said you were going to follow?
Yeah, I'm following.
Okay,
I
want to
head that way too,
yeah.
I guess.
Okay, as you guys are walking past, you notice immediately that specifically this body is, it's frozen upright completely. His arms are off on the ground, but he's completely frozen to the spot he's standing. And you can tell that like the arms were hacked off. You don't know whether they were broken off after being frozen or if they were cut off before being frozen, but you know that this poor bastard was frozen to the spot that he was left standing in. His one of his arms on the ground actually has a sword attached still to it. You can see on his breastplate it's got a there's a like a herald or a, not a herald but like an insignia of some sort of army or something like that.
Holy shit! That's what I say.
Well, you're not there, are you?
I was walking that way.
Yeah, he was walking that way. That's why. That's what prompted me to say that. Yeah.
So you guys are like all like.
Yeah, you
I think
this,
I started it.
First, I say, looks like this guy wasn't well armed for this encounter.
Or, I mean, you know, he was at one point.
And then I want to look at his equipment and see if we can take it.
Okay.
Is he sure to hell he used it?
Looking at the sword.
I'm to you with the sword.
What kind of
sword? I use it just like that.
From what you can tell, it appears to just be a normal longsword.
I don't care about it.
You could probably pry it out of his cold, dead fingers. Might take a little bit.
He might not find it as handy as we do.
Oh, God.
Yep.
So,
for the listeners, we are handing around a thumbs-up statue for whoever makes the worst pun and or joke.
It's
called the puns-up.
You're the one that made it.
What would
my attack be if I attacked with the arm with the sword in it?
I would go ahead and say you'd win that fight.
No, if he used, like, the...
I'm pretty sure that sword would fall out.
Probably like a -4, probably.
Technically it is an impromptu weapon.
But it is awesome.
I really think about it for a second.
You know what, you should keep it and, like, put your other arm inside your coat and have that one sticking out, and then, like, once you come catch up with me, be like, hey, nice to see you again. And then I shake your hand and your arm just falls off.
Or you can
off.
Do the rest of the velvet route
yeah.
where your arm
Oh, yeah.
But that's why you leave a note.
That's why you never go down a path by yourself.
That's right.
Yeah, that guy. And that's why you don't do that.
That's why we always leave notes.
I just throw it on the ground. But nah, I don't
want to
do that.
Okay.
I'm going to look at the insignia on the chest plate.
Okay.
Does anybody else know what this is? Because I'm a foreigner and I don't.
I guess yeah. Without
I don't think
knowledge,
has knowledge,
it's not natural.
Knowledge,
I
noble.
That.
No one here knows.
Only knowledge I have is on nature.
Knowledge, nobility,
or
knowledge,
religion.
Noble.
Maybe religion. Maybe it's a religious.
Well, who has the ring?
What do we?
I
does have to be trained.
I got everything. Yeah.
Okay. You do notice that the ring on the signet and the ring matches the signet on the breastplate.
If I equip the armor and the ring, do I get a bonus?
Does
it have any sockets on it for gyms?
Not that you can tell, though.
And I'm not.
Okay.
Maybe. The signet could be a socket.
Try. So it looks the same as whatever this is on this insignia.
Yes.
We're going to have to ask...
So, since my guy has a high intelligence, would I be able to... Would I assume that it's probably the... insignia of this of the lady that was kidnapped. I mean, like, what?
Yeah, can we just do like a basic like intelligence check to figure anything out? I guess I kind of.
Well, but I mean, it'd be a.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's
be
what I
kind of
did before. But the only problem is that.
I mean, it'd be assuming because you've never seen it.
Right.
But that's my assumption, but I'm not here, so you guys did. I'm just thinking this on the morning.
Okay.
Right, I haven't been smart enough to stop and examine all this stuff.
So yeah, we know that Heimlich has walked off. You guys are just kind of standing around the frozen body?
Right now, yeah, because we're kind of discussing. Or did I say, hey, this looks like the ring. Yeah, this must be the same people, huh? Makes sense, yes, 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 yes.
Yeah, and obviously something went horribly wrong with this dude.
They aren't,
frozen to a spot.
I guess we should probably catch up with little Heimlich.
Keep thinking Apollonia.
So
then.
Is he like the only thing that's frozen?
Argentina?
Yeah, he is the,
like Argentina.
Agave?
For some reason, he's the only body that's actually been like frozen.
That's
everything else has been just like slain.
And like around him, like, is there a certain like radius of like ice, and then all of a sudden nothing? Or
no, just nothing. And then I should point out that as you guys are actually on that line, like he's just in front of that line where that like supernatural, just like there's just snow. So
I pop in and I say, it looks like the trail's gone a little cold. then I top that.
So you're like a mile away from us, and you run all the way back, and then you run again.
I don't really.
He's not that far.
We can still see.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we can still see him. All right. Well,
I guess we follow him.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah.
Okie dokie. Were we supposed to just investigate this place, or were we actually supposed to find the person?
Oh, we'd like to find Argentina.
You're supposed to find the noble woman. And you know that Yon told you guys that she was carried off into the woods, which is one of the last things he saw. And you can tell that there are tracks. Carriage came from this direction, and you guys know that the tracks, and this is a wrecked carriage here, dead horses, and you know that there are tracks. There's obviously a struggle. Sorry. Like that, kind of. And why is your mini going to be so big? And then just footprints that go off.
No one looked in the other carriage?
No.
Nope.
Should we look at?
We'd probably better just like ignore all that and run right into
the. Yeah. Should we look at the other carriage? Or
I'd say. So.
Well, you guys almost. David did. He did get something. I don't know if you guys know what's behind him. I will just say that.
No.
David. He saw something. No. We'll leave it at that.
Okay.
Well, let's just say
him. I mean.
Yeah, fuck him.
Safety in numbers, right?
Yeah. Maybe we should check the other carriage.
Yeah, let's check the other carriage.
Okay. just off of like you guys don't happen to see anything any normal.
Do your hand
it's
thing.
Open, the doors are actually open. This one's turned over on its side. The other one was actually upright still. Mm-hmm. The doors were thrown open.
Check?
Absolutely.
Climb on tab. Point to
that will be a 22.
And this one, all you see is kind of like opened, like brief, like a. Not like a briefcase, but like luggage that's been kind of pried open. There's some outfits that are like, they seem to be very clearly like noble and like nobility, like very artisan, whatever.
I'll relay this information and go, well.
They could be worth some money, but.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys want to get loaded down with all this pretty clothes.
No.
I'm more worried about traveling light.
She can buy more clothes when we bring her back.
Yeah.
It's very true.
And plus, dead people usually don't have. as we just saw.
Well, that's the most confusing part is why are they naked and there's clothes in there? Why wasn't this pillaged?
Good question.
Well, I guess we'll never
know. It's a mystery.
Did you guys try to eat the log?
No.
I didn't know what that was. I thought it was a river.
And this
it's an old tree.
Frozen guy over here still has all his stuff on him, too.
Nah, he just is dead. Back to the mud.
Now should we go find
Dash?
Let's go. Yeah, let's
go. I don't want to find him, but let's follow him.
Yep.
He's leaving pretty big traps.
Okay, so you guys
can
he
keep running
there?
Back and forth to tell us quick to keep things up.
Do we need any more upstairs?
No, thank you.
You survived the first encounter of the rain of winter!
Yay!
I did such an awesome job healing you through it.
It was close. It was very close.
I almost got zombie spit on my hide armor.
Gross. Okay, I don't remember who's... I know this is Arash. This is the Holy Paladin, Holy Gun. Is it you, Jiro?
Yep.
Okay, and this is Heimlich?
No, that's not. Or that is Heimlich, yes.
Okay,
no,
this is Wilhelm.
Heimlich is the...
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I thought you were going to go with the metal guy, man.
No.
Throwing the
flavors. He's too old for my character.
Huh?
He looked too old.
Okay, okay. You guys come into the next. You guys walk down the trail. You can see Heimlich. Yeah, no, it's. You guys notice that the temperature has dropped considerably here. You are now within the. Actually, within one
Arctic
of the
vortex.
Yeah, the Arctic vortex that we experienced. It is very, very cold.
Y'all know what that's like.
So, as a GM hint, I will suggest that you put on your winter clothing.
Yeah,
I
already have my
already
on.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not gonna be bug.
Yeah, you guys come across, you see Heimlich just sort of standing there, staring. So everyone give me a perception check, including, you, Heimlich.
Yeesh.
19.
10.
You're a little disoriented.
2.
You're not that far off.
Yeah.
19?
7. I'm just gonna be chewing both
10.
Of
mine's a 10 with my bonus, if that means anything.
Sorry, you got 19, 10,
7,
7,
10,
10,
ooh.
2, that's right. Okay, Zarash happens to catch, no one else sees this, happens to catch, there's a chest just sitting in the center of the trail here. It's like half buried. Like, you can tell from distance what it is. It's just, it's
like
a chest.
Like a person's chest, or
like a chest, like you would, open up. And a da na na na, and you would loot it for like a heart piece or something. Hey, no problem. That kind of chest.
Like a
treasure chest.
You can
chest,
open up
keep stuff in.
Chest like
I don't. I, if I were a doctor, if I were a doctor and I did,
that's
I would do that at least once.
I'm pretty sure that's about how doctors get hearts. They get them out. Like, I got the heart.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Is that how it works?
I hope there's a heart surgeon that has done that before.
I would hope so. That's what I said. I was like, man, I crack on that story.
Nobody probably got the joke.
Yeah. Like,
because they have no time to play
video. That's right. They got no time for
this.
This guy's dying.
This weird doctor that only medical credentials.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's probably his first and last surgery.
Yeah.
Medical surgeon simulator.
Yeah,
have
he was just supposed
What's
to, like...
they called Operation?
Well, no,
there's, no,
like,
there
a,
is.
There's a
Surgeon
game.
Simulator
like,
2013.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
It's on Steam.
I watched a hilarious
YouTube video of it, actually.
It's really, really difficult. You have to control the hand.
I watched two guys play. One person controlled the keyboard, and the other controlled the mouse. It was funny.
I almost bought European Trucker.
Why would you get... Those games just sound stupid.
But it sounds like an easy way to, like, if you just want to zone out.
How about
like
Farm Simulator? It's funny
work. It does sound like that. Anyway, Zarash, yeah, you may want to... I don't know if you want to relay your information.
Guys, you see that, You guys see that chest up ahead?
Chest? What chest?
It kind of looks like a pyramid.
As she says that, I look at her chest.
I should probably point out, I should have done this earlier, it does appear to be, like, snowing. Invisibility is kind of hard to... So far, walking doesn't seem to be inhibited at all, but,
Well, there's a chest in the middle of the road, and it looks like,
What's the one in Dark Souls, with a very amazing chest ahead?
Yeah.
For the one queen person.
Right, well, let's go further.
I sense a trap, although... I don't get the trap sense thing.
It's just a random chest in the street. Where
could
it possibly...
Yeah, middle of the trail. What do you... This is normal. I can loot this.
Maybe they dropped it when they were...
I look at you and go, I take it you haven't lived in the outside world.
I'm joking.
It's probably a gift from Desna.
I have...
Maybe.
I've done a bunch of tests in
the
wizard college. It's kind of shit.
How do you think David's going to be in the state? Right?
Heimlich.
Heimlich, what are you looking at up there? What's up ahead of you? Wake up.
Heimlich.
When you speak to the gods, you can speak to me.
You don't see what you saw earlier anymore.
Okay. So I'm going to... Oh, she came to me again.
Gross.
It is pretty hot, actually.
Desna appeared. She led us here. This chest. She must want us...
The chest
she must be leading me to this chest.
Okay.
That's
called it.
Why don't you go open the chest and we'll be right behind you.
Is he an oracle? I look at you. Is he an oracle?
I go up to the chest and open it.
I'll move up.
Okay.
I do not.
It's empty. And give me a reflex save.
Seven. Wait.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Ten.
Okay.
Or nine. I'm sorry. Nine.
Double check this here.
Oh, that's all right.
Oh, man, you got lucky. This is what you guys see. You guys watch Heimlich. She's opening the chest, and suddenly, like, you see, like, snowfall out of, like, a tree, and, like, this spiked log comes slant, like, on a, like, a rope, just comes slam down and slams straight into him. You take 8 points
shit.
Of damage.
Okay, I'm
knocked prone,
unconscious. I only have 8 HP, so...
God, I shouldn't be laughing right now.
Sorry, that's
terrible. Well, as soon as I see him get knocked down, I rush up ahead.
Who was this guy for that one?
I rush up ahead to him.
Just, no.
You're not unconscious, you're just...
Ryan, can you go ahead and move my guy up there?
Yeah, we'll move up.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you guys see the log trap kind of, like, it kind of swings back and forth, like a pendulum, until eventually just sort of stops, like, over the
chest. Does it have a big spike on it?
Oh, yeah, it's got spikes on it. Had you guys been, like, in a line behind him, you think roughly 20 feet it would have taken anyone up behind him.
Is it, well, how is it, going across the path sideways? Like,
yep. It's like the edge of, like, a really big fat tree, like the bottom of a log.
One more interesting.
Is it going this way
going this way.
Okay.
It's not doing the Spider-Man effect where he's just, like, slinging or whatever.
Well, that was...
So did I get knocked over here? I mean...
You know what, either wherever you want to be knocked to. I'm
going to where he is. I'm going to where he is. I don't have.
You okay?
I do.
This guy's hurt pretty bad. Jaime's hurting.
Yeah, he's definitely. He's not. He doesn't appear to be dead, but he's definitely not conscious.
Ow. Doesn't know why. While I'm knocked out, I have a vision of Desna, and I'm questioning her why she led me.
You're late.
Okay.
Oh.
Back and I say this means something.
You get quite a knock on the noggin there, bud.
Are you all Saren ready? Thanks.
Desna does not present difficulties that I cannot persevere. This will make me stronger.
Yep. That's right, buddy.
He says, cross-eyed and looking at the giant twig on the ground.
I'm talking to a tree. Yeah.
Okay.
So there wasn't even anything.
Thresh starts having second thoughts about following any god.
There wasn't anything when they opened it. No.
Can I want to climb up the ropes that the? Hold on.
Sorry.
I may or may not want to do that.
Can you put my guy stay there? I go back to the trail afterward. I want to cut down the log so it's not swinging anymore.
And you would notice as a sawmill worker that this is a fine log. If you were on the clock, you would take this back to the mill.
Like,
this
is fine. Wood. This
do
is
you
fine
guys see a fucking knot? No.
I go, this is not the time for merriment.
Not the time for merriment.
Well, I'm not very merry.
Yeah.
You're cutting down some big log you found.
Silence. Be quiet,
no.
You.
No, it's not silent. Quite loud.
What? I look over you like, what?
It's loud.
I wasn't talking to you.
Who are you talking to?
Hey, buddy, you took a big... You took a big log to your head. Maybe you need to calm down.
So, did you... You seriously...
Desna wants you to calm down for a minute.
Nice
constitution.
I just kind of go into myself and don't respond.
Okay.
I go, here, wash your hair in the snow.
Snow. I wanna wash my
hair. But baby, it's cold outside. I know.
Is it done?
Is
this done?
Yes.
Okay.
Alright. Jaime, let's go.
Well, let's keep down the path.
Heimlich.
Yeah, for some reason there's...
Are you good to go? Are you good to go, man?
In the middle of the...
I'm kind
of
sulking
like,
and quiet.
Was it
Heimlich log blocker?
It was partially...
I summoned it. It was
like,
a spell.
Log summoner. When you flip it on the top, you can see that, like, where the bottom would be, like, underneath the snow, like, kind of, like, right here, so.
Resembles
right,
a chest or luggage looking of any type from the carriage?
No, it doesn't, this doesn't seem to have much, it doesn't have a lot of, well, actually, give me, I guess I shouldn't just say that, give me, survival, maybe survival check.
For what did he check?
Just for the, like, what's up with this chest, kind
of. Like, if it matched any of the kind of luggage that was in any of the carriages. Like, same, I don't know, like, five.
Probably wisdom, I don't know what your wisdom modifier is.
So eight.
Okay. You do notice that this, for as much snow that's fallen, this chest does not seem to have, when he opened it, it didn't. Like, there's not a lot of snow, like, on top of the chest. So it looks like it was put there fairly recently.
Somebody said it's a trap.
What does everybody else think about this weird chest trap?
It means something. We must continue.
Thanks. What does everybody else think about this?
Do you want to open other random chests along the road?
Thank you.
Yeah.
The more you know.
William Dafoe?
When your god commands something,
next time we should just have that guy over there open it with his
hand.
Yeah, that would have been a smart move. I could have done that too. Why didn't
he? He was preoccupied.
You can do that too?
Yeah.
You guys should mage hand.
Mage hand high five.
There's zero level. Let's do it.
Boom!
They just do it all the time. You guys should walk with hand in hand like that.
I might have to draw that up.
I'll just continue walking down the path.
I'm going to ask if that track still leading down this way.
Yes, it is.
All right.
You see the circle, you see kind of tracks leading off into the woods where, like, you're assuming that's where they set up the trap at.
And they're human?
See the traps. Yep, they continue to be just human footprints.
I suggest that we go walk through the forest alongside the path in case.
Because
they'll probably be waiting in
more traps. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I'll do the
thing. Or that's what they're expecting.
And I
want to
do.
Or maybe we could split
checks.
Up, like half of us go on one side.
Every, like,
I don't know,
50 feet, I guess.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And you're in the back here still?
Well, I'm off to the side. I'll go to the other side.
The other side?
Yeah.
Okay. And I'll walk and perceive traps while we're going through.
Got a 19 for the first 50 feet here.
Okay.
You don't appear to see anything out of the normal.
I'm going to pull out my longbow now and have that ready.
Okay. And what are you doing? Sorry.
I'm doing the same thing on this side, and I have my longbow up, and I got a 14 for traps.
Okay.
I don't want my guy to look badass, so I want to cover all my fur and snow, so I look like a fucking wolf man. Awesome.
Like the weasel.
And then when I'm walking, I'm saying to myself, I look like a badass.
Why am I with these fucking guys?
Why are you walking like that?
If only she could see me now, I say.
Should one of us walk down the middle to, like, draw attention, and then we can, like, jump in? And...
Yes, let's have the weakest character.
I'll do
this.
That'd be me.
Call him.
I'll walk down the
middle. You want
to? I'll have my gun ready, but underneath, like, my cloak.
Okay.
So it looks like I'm messed up.
You have a permit for that?
I said permit.
This
got
goddamn
a Ford card.
Galerion, I don't need a permit. That's I fought for my right to bear arms.
It's mild.
Is there a magic item that, like, gives you bear arms?
Just the right to bear them, that's all.
It's cool.
Just the right bear arms?
Just your right arm is the bear. Yeah.
Nobody can become a werebear.
Werebear. I, like, want to say that just like bugbear. Like,
so I guess we'll just go down the path.
Yeah,
right?
You can
just
walk down the path. Like this. Let's keep finding this path.
You guys are totally finding it. Doing a really good job. All right, so you continue down the path. You don't appear to notice anything out in the woods here. Just snow, trees. It's pretty dense, so it's going to take a little longer to walk down. But you guys managed to do it, no problems.
Zombies.
Where is this from?
It's from the...
That's Wizards of the Coastline. It's either that or it's the Pathfinder official minis.
I guess it is Pathfinder.
I think it's about, yeah, because...
It's from WizKids, that's why I was wondering why...
Yeah, Pathfinder
ones?
Yeah,
those zombie
ones.
Those
I have that forever.
Bazeo. I mean, it's from Bazeo.
I just mean, okay, when I say forever, it's inside knowledge.
But I saw that it said WizKids, and I was really surprised, because they did the Mage Knight stuff.
All right, as you guys are walking through, I can't remember who was on what side.
Except
I was just a little old lady. I'm so weak and vulnerable.
My foot hurts.
The snow becomes increasingly deep in this part of the forest.
Okay.
Why are you marching around in stilettos? I don't
know. Gully. Carves a path through a tree-covered ridge.
What does what?
Stand on people's eyes when they're on the ground.
Through a tree-covered ridge, a soft cascade of snow falls from the overhead branch, hissing softly as it strikes the ground. As I lay next to you,
bringing that with me.
I kill
keep it together, DM.
I'm trying.
That's the only reason you want the DM.
That's true. So I can do that the whole time.
Everybody listen to this. It's important to the plot.
It came on the radio at Target. I just started laughing. Everyone thought it was so fucking weird.
What's all the X's?
That appears to be my awesome artwork, but that's just showing you that that's where the snow drift is coming in, and walking through here looks like it would be quite the hindrance. So basically, what is that? What terrain?
It's going to be like double
rough terrain.
Rough terrain, exactly.
Bad we don't have a dwarf.
Exactly. It's going to be double movement through this right here.
Perception check.
Good idea.
Big ale.
And just to let you guys know, you guys are at a, and you've been at a minus so far perceptions because the snow is so thick.
We got a 17.
If you don't happen to catch something, that's why. It's not because I'm being a douche. I mean, I could be a douche. I can't take pictures. I'm busy.
What am I doing?
Taking pictures, apparently. Get that thumb.
I got a 15.
Get a picture of Phil.
Let's
see.
So are you going to ask us?
Like how your other pictures are going to be.
Yeah. No, make sure you get one on my feet. That's the popular one.
Oh, I accidentally hit back.
What are we doing?
Who rolled what perceptions?
I got a 15.
15.
I got a 1.
17.
1. So 2, 15, 16, 17, 1.
12. I thought maybe you wanted some order.
No, that's fine.
There we go.
All right, let me see what you guys can see.
Snow is everywhere.
I keep thinking.
Yeah, you guys happen to notice that there's a. The snow looks like it's incredibly. It's going to be tough to cross through.
Snow is wet, is frozen water, guy.
You can kind of tell.
Yeah,
everyone except for Zarash, who's totally debating on what snow is.
I'm still talking to myself, thinking I'm a badass.
Just
frozen water?
I'm like, we're supposed to be quiet.
But, you can tell it looks like maybe 30, 40 feet. It looks like it might kind of subside. But, yeah, for right here, it looks like it's rough terrain, essentially.
What's the, how cold is it? Is it, like, super, is it below freezing?
Well, it's definitely below freezing because it is snowing.
It doesn't.
Well, guys, I can't. Well, if we want to get rid of the snow, we could use one of these alchemy fires.
What?
To melt the big section.
Or let Desna show us how to get through.
Oh, yeah. Where's Desna at? She needs to show us the way. She helped us to that chest.
I can't hear you. I'm way
I'm
here.
Just still like decoy, so like I'm just kind of keeping a pace with them.
Maybe that.
So I have no idea what's going on.
Next
magic
to me,
new
maybe,
dimension.
Maybe that chick with the fire gun can blow it away. Maybe it shoots fire out or something.
I heard what she puts out.
Say we just walk through it. We'll just go slower.
Yep, I'm thinking that. Let's just keep walking.
Yeah, well, I'm okay with walking through it.
All right, who's going first?
Your ass will go first.
I got my quarter staff, so I'll stick that in first as like my walking stick.
You're right, okay.
Should I have? Is it dark out?
No, it is.
I think we're snowblind right now, aren't we?
You can't really tell what time it is.
Should I get
you
out a torch?
You did set off in the morning.
Should I get out a torch? You're the guy next to me, right?
Torch? I don't know if we need a torch yet.
It's daylight.
Yeah, but it would help with. I don't know. Maybe you could melt the snow a bit.
I'm gonna put my quarterstaff in and then start walking through it.
Okay, that's a good idea. Yeah, use it like a leader.
Here comes the log.
No, it's actually a lot cooler than that.
Frozen log.
Okay, we have Zarash, Jiro, and Azel, right? Azel? Sorry?
Mm-hmm. Azel.
Okay,
Azel. Like Jezel, without a J.
That's on that side. That's when we're being there.
Draw attention. Okay, Jiro, you suddenly, no one else, What you guys see is Jiro suddenly snapped under the snow.
Oh,
like he's just like,
well,
like,
this isn't good.
Like gone. And Jiro, yeah, you feel something grab
what
you.
What the fuck?
And you are pulled. You are pulled into the snow. What the fuck? So
will you guys yell at us? What's
yeah.
happening?
I think you guys would get that when I just say what the fuck.
And I just say, what's
Jiro just got sucked under the snow.
Oh, okay. Well,
don't go in the snow.
We're in a snowstorm.
We're in the snow, but don't go in the snow.
Don't go in the badder snow.
There's snow everywhere. There's snow falling from the sky.
I climb a tree.
None of the snow knows how to paint baseball. I don't know which one it is.
Do I react to that, or do I still not see that first and go?
Yeah, I'll give you guys each one action before I ask you to roll for initiative, except for Jiro.
It won't be possible for us to make like a reflex to try to grab him.
Well, actually, I'll allow you to do it since you're the closest.
Yeah,
I think you're but, yeah,
well,
it's gonna have to be high.
What do you want me to roll?
It'll be reflex. Do reflex save. I mean, it's a little weird, but...
A reflex save?
Yeah, either that or dexterity. I mean, I guess it would be dexterity.
I mean, it doesn't matter because it's the same bonus.
Okay,
bonus.
That's what I figured. But...
13.
Okay, yeah, you're just barely able... Maybe you just, like, touch his fingers as he goes, but you miss him. He goes under...
I miss him, guys.
I miss him, too.
Yeah.
Remember
so,
that time he healed me?
Yeah, you guys can
yes.
give me one action
that's
before
like the
I
thing
ask
I remember.
For everyone to roll in the show.
I want to roll in the stealth and hide behind a tree.
And then I want to leave. Okay.
Well, like, can I... Right. Like do I know...
No, I'm staring at you again. Go
yeah.
ahead and roll.
Well, I'm going to...
That was funny.
I'm
going to hide.
I got a 9. I'm just
right.
saying behind
this
tree.
You think you're
do I want to see if I react in time to...
Well, no, I mean, you did. That's why I'm giving you guys. You got all you guys see saw. Zerash was able to try saw what happened.
Well, I was this close to putting my staff into that snowbank. So
okay,
let me.
Yeah, go ahead. And if you're gonna go for
I'll
that,
I'll do a dex check.
I will
decide what happens.
See, I'll give myself a super secret. See
okay, I made it. So I'm gonna say that I didn't put it in. I almost put it in. And then I looked over there and
saw
that shit.
All right,
I'm gonna go towards.
I'm gonna.
You witnessed Jiro being
yeah.
ripped under the snow.
How far in are we?
Four.
Like literally, like in this trench.
I'm gonna move over.
This
there.
Is Heimlich, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm gonna go hide. I moved over.
You were right here. Yeah, you were right next to him. So. You just from
like,
what you can you don't know how deep it is, but you can definitely tell that he is gone. Like there is no visible struggle
in.
Or anything. He's underneath snow.
Is there like a hole or anything there?
Yeah, but it kind of, like, caved in. Like, it's, like, very fresh, like, powder, essentially. It's not, like...
Sweet powder, bro.
Like, there's
can
very... It's very obvious that something happened there, but, because there's, like, a little depression, but otherwise, there's no indication. There's no, like, you can't see down into it.
You probably slipped into the gully.
Yeah. I'm gonna just, basically... Just be watching, like, in front of us, and, like, because I know I'm just standing guard, basically, if anything pops up.
Okay.
I am going to start digging.
Where you're at?
Yep. Well,
okay.
Where he was at.
Okay, so, basically...
Animal instinct type thing.
Yeah, I'll just take you off for now.
Dead.
See, pretty much.
This is a good stealth roll.
No, I mean... You have a big sword. Are you using that to shovel it?
I am using my face.
So, you are trying to dig?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, I'm gonna
give me a strength roll. See how far you actually dig down. Just real quick.
I have to die and roll again, right?
Yeah, sure.
Damn it.
I'm
strength is that'll be a. 12.
Okay, you hear a... As you go down, like, for, like, the second time, you suddenly hear, like, a screeching sound. Like, this... And you catch... You're able to catch sight of, like, a foot as, suddenly his, like... As, like, it disappears again.
I mean, like, what kind of foot?
Like, his Jiro's foot.
Oh.
Sorry. At least you think it's his Nikes. I don't know.
I want to say, something got him before we do initiative.
Okay. So, yeah, everyone give me initiative.
All right, I think it's a good spot to end.
Okay, fine, I'll go home. Whatever.
All right. No initiative.
All right.
I'll get you,
Cliffhanger.
Whoa!
I hope I survive.
No.
See you next week.
Hey, thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. For more information, please visit our website at adventuresinpathfinding.blogspot.com. You can leave comments, tell us how cool we are, and keep up to date with new episodes. Thanks.